to Kandahar now in southern Afghanistan, where police checkpoints suggest the Afghan government controls the city. In reality, the Taliban's in charge. Militants have paralyzed Kandahar with an escalating campaign of threats, attacks, and assassinations. Kandahar's deputy mayor was fatally shot while praying at a local mosque, and the mayor has taken refuge in the heavily guarded governor's compound. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson had a rare face-to-face interview with a Taliban commander in Kandahar, and she filed this report.
This sound is one that makes many Kandaharis nervous these days. That's because Taliban hitmen prefer motorcycles. The Taliban commander, who calls himself Mulawi Mohammadi, is no exception. He arrives at the Kandahar guest house on a black motorbike. He's unarmed and alone. After exchanging a quick traditional hug with my translator, he comes to the room I've rented at the far end of the garden for our talk. We tell Mohammadi the room is where a Los Angeles Times colleague and I are staying, but the guest house is a good distance from our real hotel. We don't trust him to see that place, fearing he might bomb it as the Taliban has done to other hotels catering to foreigners. The lack of trust is mutual. Mohammadi refuses to take the sheer chai we pour for him. He fears the sweetened tea boiled in milk is poisoned. He swaps the SIM cards in his cell phone in case we shared his number with the authorities. Mohammadi turns on his phone's recording device, taping me as I tape him. He tells us he commands a squad of 10 men outside the city, but his eloquence and appearance suggest he's more than a field commander. His black beard is neat and trimmed. His white tunic and baggy pants, made of high-quality cotton, are clean. So are his hands and feet, which isn't the case with Afghans who live and fight outdoors. A black and gray silk turban flecked with gold thread covers his hair. He wears stylish sunglasses with a brand name Sniper, which he leaves on indoors. Mohammadi says militants are flooding into Kandahar province in advance of U.S.-led military operations planned here this summer. He adds a lot of them are in Kandahar city, where they blend in with the estimated 1 million residents.
Our Taliban fighters are coming from Helmand, from Maruzagan, from all over Afghanistan. We are well organized and we are ready to defeat them when the offensive starts. We are not scared.
He says the militants get their weapons from shopkeepers who buy them from Afghan police officers. He's more evasive on the question of assassinations. Many killers only claim to belong to the Taliban, he explains. I press him on the murder 3 weeks ago of Azizullah Yarmal.
Why did you kill the deputy mayor? Why did the Taliban kill the deputy mayor?
Yes, we did that one, he says. The reason he gives is that the deputy mayor was living in a house that belonged to a Taliban fighter. Mohammadi says the fighter warned him to get out, and Yarmal told him to get lost. He says the militant later went into the mosque where Yarmal was praying, told the handful of worshippers to not look up, and shot the deputy mayor dead. Yarmal's eldest son, Sami'ullah, rejects Mohammadi's reason for the attack. He says his family has lived in the house for 5 generations. But his details on the shooting are similar. He says none of the terrified witnesses to the slaying say they saw the killers.
As you know, everybody is just like, you know, they can't see anything. How would they, even if they saw somebody, they wouldn't say anything.
They're afraid.
I mean, of course, sure.
He and others here say the brazen killings are having a chilling effect on the city. But Commander Mohammadi says people needn't be afraid if they obey the Taliban. Those people the militants kill have it coming, he says. Mohammadi adds that all were warned 3 times to stop doing whatever they were doing to offend the Taliban. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News.